Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, March the 1st, and I'm Margaret.
I'm Joyce.
And I'm Sue.
And coming up this week, we've got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you're all keeping well and enjoying this week's edition. As usual, we love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 6:49 a.m. and sunset will be at 5:52 p.m. The temperatures will remain fairly mild, peaking at about 10 Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit by Monday. Once again, for those of you listening by CD, we would like to thank everyone for bearing with us over the last few weeks while we have moved over to re-recordable CDs. As you know, we have had to make the move to cut back on our costs in the wake of all of our funding cuts by Dudley Council. We know a small number of you have had some issues with the new CDs, and we are working to resolve this as soon as possible. We're also looking at a drop-in session in Starbridge where you can bring in your CD players and we can have a look at them to see what is working. We will let you know more in the coming weeks.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Following on from the 20-20-20 rule last week, our theme is healthy eating. Lutein is a crucial part of maintaining eye health as a preventative as well as maintenance. The best foods are dark leafy greens. The carotenoids, lutein and zeaxanthin are primarily found in green leafy vegetables, with kale and spinach topping the list of lutein-rich foods. It is also important how you prepare the food. The more they are cooked, the less the impact the food will have on your eye health. So it's always best to cook them lightly.
Now we're going to take a look at what's happening in the area. Jay-Z and Pink have been announced as the 2017 V Festival headliners. The long-running and ever-popular festival will be held at Western Park near Wolverhampton on the weekend of August the 19th and 20th. Further artists announced to perform, including pop idol Ellie Goulding, grime and hip-hop Stormzy, singer-songwriter Craig David, R&B star Jason Derulo, drum and bass band Rudimental and reggae star Sean Paul. Joining them at Western Park Festival will be ska icons Madness, English DJ Pete Tong, singer-songwriter Jess Glynn, electro group Clean Bandit and rap idol Dizzy Rascal. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. on Friday, March the 3rd. To find out more, log on to www.vfestival.com.
The world's largest dog show is back in Birmingham this month. Crofts will be at the NEC in the city between the March the 9th and March the 12th. Tickets cost from £18 and children under the age of 12 go free. Assistance dogs are permitted at the event, and to find out more about what's going on during the event, visit the website www.crofts.org.uk.
Wolverhampton's Bantock House will host a gift and craft market later this month. The event will be held at the venue off Finchfield Road on March the 11th between 11 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Admission is free. Organisers say there will be a wonderful collection of local businesses selling goods, including needlework, textiles, food, art, woodcraft, pamper products and homeware.
A black tie ball will be held at the Cropthorne Hotel in Briley Hill in aid of the Midlands Air Ambulance later this month. The event will take place on March the 25th, and those who go along will be treated to a glass of Prosecco on arrival and a three-course dinner. There will also be a live band followed by a DJ as the night's entertainment. Tickets are £35 and the evening will start from 6:30 p.m. and run until late. Visit www.midlandsairambulance.com for more information and to book tickets.
Thank you, Margaret and Joyce. Now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. The Deputy Mayor of Dudley paid a visit to the Beacon Centre to find out more about how technology can transform the lives of those living with sight loss. Councillor Dave Tyler and his wife, Deputy Mayoress Barbara Tyler, visited the Sedgley charity, which supports people from across the area who are living with sight loss during its technical week. The aim of the week was to showcase some of the latest technology innovations which can make life a little easier and a little more interesting. The charity is also hoping to take away some of the fear factor some people have about using some of the latest gadgets and equipment and show how they can benefit people on a daily basis. During his visit, the Deputy Mayor sat in on an happy session, which was aimed at showing people how smartphones can assist people with sight loss via specific audio-enabled apps. It also looked at the range of other apps which can assist living, such as those providing tout planning and public transport information, which can help people get around. The week also showcased the Beacon Centre's research into virtual reality with the University of Wolverhampton. Initial findings have discovered that for some people with certain eye conditions, their vision is improved when watching a video through a virtual reality headset rather than on a flat screen such as a television. During the tech week, there were also sessions which were open to all on how to get the best out of a tablet computer, and the charity also showcased its 3D printing programme, which aims to produce items such as 3D maps, which can help those with sight loss. Visitors also had the chance to learn more about connected autonomous vehicles which could transport us around the region in the future, and a demonstration of a home automation system to control heating and lighting. Participants in the Get Active Fitness Tracking pilot programme, currently being run by the Beacon Centre, demonstrated their work to date, whilst the Mark Butler Golf Academy took along its SkyTrack Golf Stimulator to encourage people to see the accessibility of golf for visually impaired people and what they could achieve on the golf course. Beacon Centre Chief Executive Arwen Jones said, "We are delighted that the Deputy Mayor and Mayoress were able to visit and show such a keen interest in our work with technology. Although it can be quite frightening when you are not used to it, we want to show people that technology can make a big difference to their life and that it can be accessible and enjoyable to use." Throughout the year, the Beacon Centre runs a number of tech courses to help older people who want to learn how to use and get the best out of a smartphone or tablet computer in both group and one-to-one sessions. Now, to find out more about that, contact Kerry Dangleish on 01902 880111. I think that's worth repeating. That's 01902 880111, or email kdalgleish@beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition of In Touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Sue.
And bye-bye from Margaret.
And goodbye from Joyce.